the keg of Fireball. It holds 115 shots.
That sounds dangerous. I think a keg full of any form of liquor is probably not a good idea.
I've already ordered one for the office. I'm thinking it might increase productivity for the first half of the day, and it goes to shit after that.
Like, how much are you really getting done if your boss is talking to you and he looks like an avatar? I'm probably not listening to him seriously.
Yeah. You know.
If I get fired, I want it to be by some creature. Or if you fire me, look, you know, maybe, be, like, could you be Godzilla or something? I've always wanted to get fired by
Godzilla.
I'm
going to fire you over the phone on a video call. As Godzilla.
As Godzilla. Hardest part of ending is starting again.
You're listening to The Radcast. If it's radical, we cover it. Here's your host, Ryan Alford.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the latest edition of The Radcast. It's our weekly advertising and marketing news and who knows what else. Joined today on September 17th, 2021, by my good friend Sean from Joey Joe and Sean. What's up, Sean?
What's going on? Good to see you.
Good to see you. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Excited to have you. I can't look at you without thinking about Ron Burgundy character, though. I kind of like go looking for the mustache.
Yeah. I can grow it back pretty quickly. Yeah. Or glue it back on.
Yes. And if you're not aware, you can go check mine or Radical's social channel. Sean does acting and writing here at Radical amongst podcasting and just being an all around great guy, you know.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, man. I
appreciate that.
Oh, you're a good soul. I already know it.
Thank you.
I knew it the day I met you, but now I definitely know it.
Yeah.
Especially anybody that can wear that Ron Burgundy costume and smile afterwards is one of our clients. We did a nice little parody and it's quite hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I don't have high hopes for myself, so yeah. I can laugh after that one.
There's been a good week. I mean, for the podcast, at least.
Yeah.
We just hit top 25, brother.
Oh, nice.
On Spotify.
Congrats.
Number 24 on the business chart. I wanted to say hot list, and I said chart.
Yeah.
But they do charting for all the major categories.
And how long have you been doing the podcast for?
3 years.
That's awesome.
So top 25 in business. Yeah. We're top 100 on Apple.
Okay.
Apple has a more listeners overall, but Spotify is like close second. So it's legit. I mean, I'm getting a little nervous. Like people are really listening.
Can you handle that? Or
I don't know. I'm like,
just stop doing
now
it.
Now I'm like
week.
Thinking more about what we say. But maybe that's why it's so good. It's like we don't think too much about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, pretty proud of that. And I think, you know, what happened is when Joey Joe and Sean came on, it just went through the roof.
It went through the roof. Yeah. It went from 26 to 24.
Yeah. No, it's been good. It's been a good ride. And we've recorded almost 190. I think we've released about 175.
Nice.
So,
and you're doing them how many times a week?
Twice a week. We might increase that. We're getting more and more guests that want to come on.
Yep.
Like they're crawling at the doors to like get in the Radcast.
And what, how do you choose your guests? Or is it all business and marketing?
Yes.
Focused?
No, like here's the lens, you know, we're the Radcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's radical, we cover it.
Yep.
Now we're a marketing and business podcast. So it has that thread running through it. But when you think about it, that we're having everything from chief marketing officers for companies, which is straight down the center of it. To, okay, a country music artist like Tyler Rich, who's, you know, really up and coming music stars, got two or three top hits, and talking both the music and the business of country music. You know, like we talk about his story and his background and all that, you know, and everybody has a journey. And then talking about the business and marketing aspects of whatever they do.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives us a lot of leeway.
Because people don't see that. They just see him playing music and touring. They don't see what goes on behind the scenes.
Exactly. Yeah. So we try to, you know, keep it interesting, some interest from, you know, entertainment and other things. And like we had Alina Smith on this week. It hasn't released yet. She's a producer and writer, you know, has had a lot of hits for other people. Fall Out Boy, like well-known names. She started her own career as an entertainer and singer-songwriter, but she's written and produced songs for like big like K-pop groups and different things like that.
Yeah, that's always been interesting to me, is these like ghostwriters who make millions of dollars doing other people's music. You never hear about them, but they're like
they just
genius.
Make, you know, pennies on the dollar or dollars on the dollar.
Yeah.
For writing it.
Yeah.
You know, and just, I call it mail money.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bigger awesome. The song gets. So it's been good. So, yeah, we had, and this week we had Andy Murphy, his episode released. He's a renowned mental coach. It's a lot more than that, but like he literally uses some very tried and true principles for training people from like within, like their ego, like within like the neuroscience of training. It's really fascinating.
And how do you become qualified to teach that?
He got like really like, I guess like certified through like, it's an established like training system.
Yeah.
And then he's been doing it with like celebrities and large CEOs and, you know, just built a reputation. They're like, shit works.
Yeah. So. I always wonder how the personal life of those mentors are. You know, like right. if they're teaching everyone else how to be successful within themselves.
I asked him that very question.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. How is his life going?
It's like crazy.
Yeah.
He's like raging every night.
Because yeah. You know, people like that usually think they're always right about everything.
Yeah. Well, he's not that way.
Yeah.
He is very, and we're going to do some work together on a mastermind that's going to be like mindset and marketing.
Yeah.
He's going to teach the mindset part. I'm going to teach the marketing.
Nice.
So more details on that. Thank you for teeing it up.
Yeah,
but
I get a percentage of the profits. Yeah,
you do. You officially just earned.
I'm marketing your marketing company.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Speaking of that, we're going to be releasing a couple parodies that we've done for the agency social media here. They're hilarious. The behind the scenes of what a marketing meeting may or may not look like.
Oh yeah, those ones.
And then the
clients.
Yeah, the clients that you may or may not want.
Yeah, not all clients are good clients.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Quite funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of material there, so.
I don't know why I think of that, too.
Like
sniffing out the rat.
Yeah. You smell like a rat.
Oh, it's good. It's good. We do have some key and really important social holidays. It's just become a mainstay. Yeah, we are marketing. You know, there's a lot of marketing holidays of importance, and there is a really important one if Nick hadn't moved them away from it to where they were. now they're back. Tomorrow, Nick is, you're fired. Okay?
why
from,
wait?
From the scrolling. I need you to produce the show, but you can no longer scroll.
Well, why wait until tomorrow? Why don't we just why don't you fire him right now?
Today is Fire Nick from Scrolling Day on the Radcast. But in all seriousness, this is a serious holiday. The 19th, which is Sunday, is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Okay.
It's serious stuff.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the first person to go at it. Like, are you going to do it or am I?
I mean, I can't. I don't.
Arr.
Yeah. Okay. Arr. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's it. You have to speak like that for the entire day or just pieces of your head?
Gonna wake up and eat a protein shake. We're going to go to the park.
Shout out to my friend, Todd Willis. He actually makes a living doing pirate reenactments in Virginia Beach. He's been doing it for like 20 years now. I've never seen him not dress like a pirate. I'm serious. Like him and he has a company there.
Is this a well-paying gig?
I think he's doing all right. He's got kids. Okay.
Yes. Well,
he's married. You know, he's got kids.
Hey, if he's got kids, he's doing okay.
He's doing better than me.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyone can have kids.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're doing all right.
That's true.
I can speak from experience. You know?
That's very true. Yeah. Know.
The times when it wasn't all right.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who shouldn't have kids.
Yes. We can all agree with that.
Thank you.
Thank you. The crowd agrees.
Yeah.
And not to be left out, on Tuesday is International Day of Peace. Mm. Like, I mean, that's a little more serious. Like,
yeah.
We want peace in the world and we're all vie for it, but.
Just sucks. I mean, it's only once a year.
It's only once a year. That's the problem.
Yeah. 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 I wonder if everyone agrees on that one.
Yeah. Does everyone agree that it's the only day of year that we'll have peace? That's when, you know, Afghanistan will probably go to shit. Who knows what? Yeah. On the 21st.
Yeah.
Just to mock us.
Yeah.
You know, like international pay of peace. No way.
Yeah.
You know, like
International Violence Day.
I know. And then the same day, which is, you know, it's hard to share a day with International Day of Peace. But if there's one that could possibly do it, it's Miniature Golf Day.
That just shows you how important International Peace Day is.
They decided they're going to go ahead and put it on the same day.
Yeah.
Like, we know
we
how
got
much
space.
We know how much of a farce it is to actually keep the peace.
Yeah.
We're just going to put it here. I mean, but if I, you know, are you going to get a miniature golf?
So I haven't seen any miniature golf places since
down.
I was a kid. Yeah.
Well, Frankie's Fun Park here in Greenville, where they have go-karts and lots of expensive video games that my kids like to play for tickets, and that we spend 3 hours deciding what they want afterwards.
Yep.
You know, I'm not at all.
You don't sound like a fan.
Yeah. I don't begrudge it at all.
Yeah.
They have miniature golf.
Yeah. Cause like growing up at the beach, that was, everyone played miniature golf. That was,
they still do,
you know?
Yeah.
But
I've quite regularly right through that clown's face into the windmill.
Yep. Yeah. Great way to take out your aggression.
Yeah. How hard can I hit it and hit it through the clown's face? And you see like that kid that's been going a little slow and you kind of want to peg him in the head
or hit him
through the clown's face.
Yeah.
You know, in the back, not the head.
Or physically hurt the kid.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. So important holidays, you know, an International Day of Peace is maybe more important than Talk Like a Pirate Day or Miniature Golf Day, but
I would say so.
But look, at the Radcast, we want you to be aware so that these holidays don't sneak up on you on your marketing calendar.
Yeah, you don't want to get approached by someone talking like a pirate and think you're being attacked.
Yeah. Arr,
yeah.
Give me all your money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I was just kidding.
Yeah.
And you scream. And
if I didn't know, I would probably get into a physical altercation.
Yes. Yeah. We wouldn't want that.
No.
So moving on, we've got some fun holiday, not holiday, but key news today. First of all, this one excited me. It hit the radar. And, you know, there's kegs for beer, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have one here at the office. And there's also kegs for other things.
Okay.
They've come out with a fire keg for Fireball. The keg of Fireball. It holds 115 shots of Fireball.
That sounds dangerous.
Yes.
I think a keg full of any form of liquor is probably not a good idea.
Probably not, but I've already ordered one for the office. We're called Radical.
Okay.
We're going to have a Fireball keg.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it might increase productivity for the first half of the day, and it goes to shit after that.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, everybody gets a buzz. They're like charged up. The ideas are flowing.
Yeah.
And then they get sleepy and sloppy. And
you've got good insurance here, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty
you
good.
Should be all right then.
I think so. I think we paid our policy last month.
Yeah.
I think we should have.
Yeah.
But, you know, you never know. Are you a Fireball fan?
You know what? I can take maybe one.
Okay.
It's like one of those drinks. You can
Cinnamon.
Have one or two.
Yeah.
And then it's too much.
You don't want five shots of Fireball.
No. That would
you might have a problem.
Be a terrible hangover.
Yeah.
It's like when I was younger, I had Southern Comfort. I would drink like a bottle of Southern Comfort. Now I can't even smell it.
Ugh, I'm smelling it when you talked about it right there.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. On the line of the Fireball, Goldschlager came out when I was in college. The gold flakes.
Yep.
Super thick. We thought
syrupy.
This was wonderful. Oh, it's Goldschlager and Sprite.
It's terrible.
Worst hangover I've ever had in my life. I was like 22.
Is it around anymore?
I think so. I don't know. Maybe not. Anyone out there, let us know.
And what are the gold flakes actually made of?
It's real gold.
Real gold.
Fool's gold.
Yeah, that's why it's so expensive.
Yeah, it's fool's gold.
Yeah.
And it's fool's gold for those that drink it.
Yeah, people don't realize that they're actually drinking liquor and just shards of metal.
Yes, then that might be what happened to my inside. Because the next day, it was not pretty.
Not good.
It was not gold either.
Honestly,
it may go in gold, but it didn't come out that way.
There's probably still some of it left in your body.
I'm pretty sure there is.
Yeah.
That's why I my weight's never kind of gone back down. Yeah, like exactly. When that gold sits on you.
That's the excuse, right?
Yeah. I didn't put on freshman 15. I put on freshman gold. Yeah. Slugger. That's what it was.
That's why you have that beautiful complexion.
Yeah,
they're always like slightly tan.
Exactly,
it's gold.
I know. It don't give it away.
Okay, sorry.
It's Hey, Goldslugger might not be out there. I am gonna look for it next time. Nick, next time we stock the liquor cabinet, we need some Goldslugger. Hey, this is cool. The Rolling Stone, who updates, you know, every like 15, 20 years, updates their top 500 greatest songs of all time, updated their list here. Include some recent ones. I'll start with number 500 because it was my most relatable and actually a song I like, which was Kanye West with Stronger. Is that a surprise that it's even on the list or a surprise that it's that high?
To me, it's so I'm surprised it's that high, but it's, are you excited? You know, when you're someone like Kanye West, do you get excited that you're top 500? That seems like a lot of songs. I know there's obviously a lot of music out there.
Yes.
But to say, hey, I'm top 500.
I wouldn't want to be number 500.
Yeah.
No.
You can't brag about that.
I might maybe in the top, even if it was like 330. Okay. I mean, yeah. You can say I'm one of the top five. I have one of the top 500 songs of all time.
Yeah.
And I guess Kanye can still say it. And he might, look, being in the industry, they might realize better than we do how many true songs there are. So they might be thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're probably thrilled. But
yeah,
I could see Kanye going, what, number 500?
Yeah, I'm top 10 only.
Yeah, top 10 only.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, we're going to go down the top 10.
Okay.
And building to number one. Number 10 on the list, which was my jam in the day, is Outkast with Hey Ya.
That was in their song Roses.
Oh, yeah.
Was my like top favorite song.
I know
that
you
time.
Know. That's not it. Was it not that? No, I was thinking something else.
You're thinking of Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Didn't Do It song.
Yeah, that's what it was. Number 9, Fleetwood Mac, Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get it. I'm hearing it. Number 8, Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On.
Congratulations. Also, what happened to you?
Yeah, I know. Like,
you know,
there's a lot of Where'd They Goes and then just classic song.
Yeah.
Like, where did Missy Elliott go? Like,
She's
kind of fallen off the radar.
What happened?
She was great.
Yeah.
But, and that was a good song. A little surprised it was top 10, but they're mixing it around. I like that they have a lot of diversity on here and that they've kind of gotten with it into the program.
Yeah. I'm also going to say, you know, you can't really trust any of these lists anymore because there's also so many different messages behind them.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Number 7, The Beatles, Strawberry Fields Forever.
Okay.
Classic song. Get it. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, one of my all-time favorites, Marvin Gaye. Mm-hmm. What's Going On?
Yep. Okay.
I love that. Don't like my singing, but I like it. Number 5, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I feel like it's a man in his late 60s, early 70s, and maybe his like 20-year-old nephew that made the list together.
Yes.
I don't know how you can go from Marvin Gaye to then Nirvana and then to Public Enemy.
Yeah. Number 4, Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. Sam Cooke, number 3, A Change Is Gonna Come. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nodding. I'm hearing it. And number 2, back to your statement, Public Enemy, Fight the Power.
Yes.
Did that surprise you?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a weird list. It's all over the place.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely not genre. They're just saying greatest songs of all time.
Yeah.
I like Public Enemy. I like Fight the Power. Cool. Mm-hmm. It was revolutionary, if you call it, in this day. I don't know if it's number 2 greatest song of all time, though. But
if you're gonna, you know, what about like Biggie Smalls?
Yeah.
Or N.W.A. or Tupac or you know,
That would be more in my camp as well. If some of these are going to be on here,
yeah.
Beastie Boys should be in the top 10.
Yes.
All right. I mean, you know, number 1. Don't really have a problem with this either. I mean, Aretha Franklin, Respect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Top 5 easily. So if I kind of nod that you're in the top 5, wherever you fall, fine.
Yeah.
But a few head scratchers.
Yeah. There's a few in there.
Yeah. Few that come to mind. I mean, you know, where's Milli Vanilli? I mean.
Right? Come on.
You know, blame it on the rain?
Yeah. Is this, I mean.
Are these like, they're, you know, just because they lip sing the whole thing doesn't mean they shouldn't have made it.
Come on. The song was made.
Yeah. And MC listen. Hammer?
Yeah.
Hammer don't hurt him?
Nope. I wonder if this is like, this isn't based on like record sales or anything like that, is it? Or is this just personal opinion?
I think it's
opinion?
A subjective personal mm-hmm. opinion of yeah. of someone. Mm-hmm. And music is so subjective. How are you ever going to like agree on that list?
I mean, we're the Rolling Stones in this.
Yeah. Where's Queen?
Right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. You, come on.
Thin Lizzy.
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, may you?
Yes.
I mean, may I?
You ever heard of him?
Yeah. You ever you heard
know?
Of him?
Yep.
Ever heard of Beat It?
Yep.
You know, like,
mm-hmm.
it's like, how are there not some songs on here?
Maybe you know? The legal issues behind that.
I think so.
Yeah.
They might be. Very subjective top 500, but it's, hey, it's Rolling Stone. They can do what they want.
Yes, they can.
Moving on. So, some of the least shocking news in marketing right now. People are actually moving back to doing what they did before the pandemic. Like buying things in stores
yeah.
and visiting the grocery store mm-hmm. and, you know, trying to act normal.
Yeah. It's almost like human beings usually do the same things over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Creatures of habit,
yeah.
as they call it. Have you had things that you do or that you did before the pandemic that you are back to doing that you stopped for a while?
You know what? I actually didn't really stop doing what I usually do throughout the whole pandemic. I didn't want it to affect like my daily life. I didn't want to fall into that mindset of don't go into stores, be scared of people. You know, I tried to maintain normalcy the yep. whole time for me. So yeah, and I mean South Carolina too, it kind of stayed open
yeah.
for the most part. I was in LA for the first 9-10 months of the pandemic where everything shut down. Where literally people were afraid to go outside.
Yeah.
So the contrast of that and here has been.
And you know awesome. What's interesting about that? Like I'm not to get political, but everywhere has had issues.
Yeah.
They've had spikes, they've had ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And maybe the data's out there, but from what I can tell, and not even getting into the vaccinated, unvaccinated story, mm-hmm. but just the, even before that, I don't feel like it was any worse in South Carolina
no.
than it was in California.
No.
And we didn't lock everybody down and scare the shit out of everybody. Like, we definitely put masks on. Mm-hmm. Some businesses did stay home, work from home, all that kind of stuff, but we didn't like completely shut the world down. And yes, we had spikes, but so did California at different times. So yeah. you could play the political game. Well, look, you're spiking right now because you didn't close down. And then 2 months later, California's spiking with everybody at home. And yep. so like, I don't know. It seems like you kind of had to live your life a little.
Yeah.
And just be conscientious.
No, exactly. Exactly. And I mean, I came here. I was only supposed to be here for a couple weeks. And I loved the mindset that the people had here of, you know, you got to live your life.
Yeah.
And that's why I stayed.
Yeah. Hey, we're glad you stayed.
I appreciate it.
This is interesting. I'm going to skip one of the planned articles and go straight to co-working in the metaverse. So basically, there's an article out and we'll give them credits. It's DigiDay. They're great. You need to check them out. DigiDay.com. Got all the latest digital marketing news. But basically, you know, there's a lot of burnout from getting on Zoom and or WebEx or video calls in general.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when they display, there's companies, I'm going to take this a couple different ways. There's companies now that are showing you co-working and having video calls, but it's like your avatar.
Okay.
Like you're in the metaverse. Like it's you're at work, but it's all characters. If you've ever seen or watched something like Roblox or something like that, mm-hmm. or even any of the other games, like when you're literally like, here's our metaverse office, but you're home and it's your avatar. And so you're co-working as an avatar at home. And so it's like,
they're having fun with it.
Totally having fun with it.
Which is pretty, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Because if you're tired of like getting on Zooms and being in a call with physical people being seen,
mm-hmm.
if everybody's like an avatar or of themselves or like a character, like in a video game,
yeah,
and you're talking and doing things, it's maybe less fatigue.
Yeah, I think that could be an outcome. It's also like how much are you really getting done if your boss is talking to you and he looks like an avatar. I'm probably not listening to him seriously.
I'm going to get my avatar done and test this.
Yeah.
You know,
if I get fired, I want it to be by some creature.
We do remote work on Mondays and Fridays, and we're going to start doing our team meetings on Mondays, even though everybody's remote. But I'm going to maybe set this up as an avatar. We're all going to be avatars. Just make sure we don't get burnout.
Or if you fire me, look, you know, maybe be, like, could you be Godzilla or something? I've always wanted to get fired by
Godzilla.
I'm
going to fire you over the phone on a video call as Godzilla.
Yeah, it's Godzilla.
And could you make yourself like something really small and little?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
That I really feel powerful doing that?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Make sure it's your small avatar that day.
my boy avatar.
Your boy. You're like a little boy.
The 13-year-old me. Yeah.
Like eating you. Arr.
You'll never do anything with your life.
Like hitting the button. I'm going to have a button on my thing that's like, you know, eat employee. When you let, hey, Sean, we're going to have to let you go.
Just or step on me. Yeah. That'd be like a weird way of like hanging up. Like, okay. Click.
Yes.
How'd he fire you? He ate you.
He ate me.
Yeah.
We're moving. We laugh.
Yeah.
But doesn't it feel like we're kind of moving in that direction? Like everything's going to be, we're going to be at home working and we're going to have goggles on like Oculus Rift or, you know, any other AR. And we're going to be doing our work, but kind of within the world. I mean, it's the Matrix.
Yeah. I mean, if humanity's going to fall apart, we might as well have fun with it.
Yeah.
You know? So it's all crumbling.
Yeah. We'll see where it goes. So. In some serious B2B news, MailChimp was purchased by Intuit this week for $12 billion. We use MailChimp. Pretty good. I like good emails platform. Yeah. They've expanded into more than that, CRM and other things, but 12B with a billion by Intuit. Intuit's like QuickBooks.
Yeah.
Probably their most known product. They have other products, but.
So how do you make a purchase like that knowing that you're going to, or you hope that you're going to make that money back? Like, how can you project that far into the future and say, yeah, $12 billion, that sounds like a good idea?
Well, you look at their revenue today. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know MailChimp's exact revenue. I didn't see that in the numbers. But let's say they're selling $1 billion worth of stuff and they're making 25% margin.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making $250 million. I'm hyped.
Yeah, just making it up. Yeah.
You can time that out over 10 years. And so you look at that combined with the overarching ability for Intuit now to package a group of services that they might could sell for more,
mm-hmm.
or it improves or escalates the value of their brand.
Mm-hmm.
Should they ever want to sell to someone larger?
Okay.
So there's brand aspects, then there's revenue from the company.
Do they package themselves with, like with other brands like that in hopes of probably selling themselves in the next 3 or 4 years after that?
Sometimes. It just depends. But like, because you think about Facebook bought Instagram in like 2012, 13, somewhere in there,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little later than that. But for like $2 or $3 billion, which sounded at the time like, holy shit, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Well, Instagram was barely starting to sell ads or wasn't doing it very good. And Facebook was like, These guys are starting to kick our ass with photos and being a little more simple, better user interface.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw the opportunity with ad sales. Mm-hmm. And they've made like profit probably 200, I mean, I don't know, 100, 200 times what they paid for the company.
Yeah.
So sometimes you see something they're doing really well that you think you could improve to do better. Like Facebook saw them, said, oh, we could sell our ads on that platform, make it better and make the money back. And then sometimes you see that, you know, maybe they're not maximizing revenue and you could help do that. Or by adding their services to what you do, you can then charge more for your total services. So it could be a lot of things.
So you see opportunity there. That's the to change line. It a little bit.
Yes. And sometimes it's like, I don't think in this case per se, but I'm not ego driven, like, you know, the big getting bigger, they can do it, but there's usually so complex, these types of purchases, the companies are so large, so many players like to make it happen. But
it's, yeah, like $12 billion just sounds like an insane amount of money to buy MailChimp.
It is, but they have a lot, they have a pretty established business and they're kind of the platform for small business for, there's a lot of small business spending, you know, $30 to $60 a month on email.
Now it just went up to $90 a month.
And better news for consumers, this is not good.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. So Walmart's going to be launching an autonomous delivery service with Ford and Argo AI. So they're going to be doing more delivery services from their stores, leveraging, working with Ford and a company that does AI, which is more the technology platform behind it. But you've got the ability. So you got a couple different things going on here. Obviously, Walmart delivers their goods and services, but they're going to be using some of their infrastructure to help with delivering Fords, because what's happening is people are buying more and more cars online.
Yeah.
And so like delivering literally Fords to people's houses, they're going to have that going on along with some kind of integration with using Ford cars in the Walmart delivery. I don't know. Mechanism.
So now they're both collaborating
on multiple fronts.
Yeah.
So we'll see where this is going. It's going to be interesting with retail, where or cars, we talked about this last week or a couple weeks ago, like you got all these dealerships selling cars and people are buying more and more new cars online. Mm-hmm. Like what happens to dealers?
Exactly. And does that lower the prices on the cars?
Maybe. You don't have to pay for the undercarriage upgrade anymore. That clear coat special, you know, $695 on the invoice, you're like, I might not pay that if you deliver.
Yeah. And when you go to these dealerships, you don't know how screwed you're getting either. Like that's my biggest problem when you're buying a car, is like, you just, when you're there, you just know you're getting screwed. But you don't know how, you know.
Yeah.
Buying it online, you just bypass all of that BS.
Well, that's their hope, but they're just going to, you're going to know now how you're getting screwed.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like,
it's not going to be unknown.
Here's the price. No matter what you say,
there'll be no more haggling.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to be able to clone their voice in the future. So you know how we have like voice assistants and all these things.
Yeah.
But in the future, you're going to be able to clone your voice. This sounds like a great idea on paper and a terrible idea in practice.
Terrible idea. Because then people can take that and...
Yeah. They call
fake
people.
Fake phone calls.
Fake phone calls. You're going to be back. You remember the Jersey Boys?
I
think it was Jerky Boys. Something where they prank call people. Then they pretend to people, like be someone and like go, you know, Johnny's down there selling drugs on the corner, and like call a friend's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, this is Betty Ann down the street. You know, like pretending, like knowing the name of a neighbor.
Yeah.
We actually did this.
They used to do this on Z100. You know that radio station?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And every morning Elvis Duran would do that.
Yeah. And now someone can do it with your voice.
Yeah, that's scary.
It is scary.
I mean, think about how easy it is for people, like the older generation that gets scammed by the emails from like those people like in Africa who are like, I'm stuck here. I need $50,000.
They're going to call as like their daughter or something. Like they're going to get a hold of their daughter's like voice track or something and call and say, Mom, send money.
Yeah. Now you got 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you have like deep fakes online now, like videos.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Keanu Reeves robbing the gas station or something. Yeah. They had that. It looked pretty real.
I know. It's scary.
It's scary. Now you're going to have voice fakes.
Yeah.
You know.
I think it's time the government steps in and maybe goes, hey, this is illegal.
Well, we'll see. They might. But I think, you know, at first it's like, oh, that'd be great. That'd be funny. I can. No.
No.
Go south in a hurry.
Yeah. It's funny until someone steals your voice.
Yes. Or unless someone does something good with it, you know. I don't know what that is.
Apologizes for you?
Yeah.
Like, makes
could,
all.
Could you, you know, give the apologies yeah. to everyone here's, I've offended over the years?
Exactly. Here's a list of 1,000 people. Can you call them and just let them know I'm deeply sorry for everything I've done?
We're automating everything.
Yeah. Hey, mom, dad, I love you.
You can just get your voice assistant that's going to be your own voice to do tasks for you, you know?
There you go. Maybe that's maybe that's what the people who invented this thought.
Yeah.
We're here to help people.
Here to help. The criminals get a hold of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Last but not least, Polaroid Now, the Now Plus coming out. Instant camera. So, you know Polaroid camera.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And when I hear Polaroid, I go, I didn't take any Polaroids or anything. I think of there was a Fletch show. It's like, did you know it was Fletch Lives with Chevy Chase?
Okay.
The pastor goes, you've sinned, right? He's like, yeah, I've sinned. I didn't take any Polaroids or anything. It's like no proof, but it happened. But yeah, so old Polaroid cameras are back in style. Now they're like mixed with your smartphone, but you still get that instant film. So they've got a new version with an updated lens and everything. It's kind of cool. I was thinking about getting one for the office.
Yeah, no, I love Polaroids. I think that company has done a very good job in becoming progressive because they could have went out of style a long time ago.
Yeah, they got close, yeah. Like Kodak.
Yeah.
Like,
but now it's cool.
Yeah, it's you cool.
Know, shooting on film is cool again.
Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, Polaroids.
I just want to. I think I could take Polaroids, like have them like as wall art or something, you know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
When people come in and like hopefully don't abuse the,
the fireball keg.
Yeah. The fireball keg. Take your Polaroids or keg stands.
Yeah. If you do 3 fireball shots, you have to take a Polaroid.
Imagine a fireball keg stand.
Oh. Someone would die.
Yeah. That's not good.
That's what a stomach pump looks like.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Goldschlager pump.
Yeah.
I'm digging Polaroid. I like the instantaneous having a physical picture,
mm-hmm.
You know?
No, I mean, even like for me shooting my sketches and projects, I love shooting on VHS cameras still because it adds like just a different graininess to it. I think things are just so clean now. Like the 4K TVs, you don't even feel like you're watching a show. You feel like it's happening in your room. I don't like that. I like the difference of like, oh, this is a movie. This is a picture. This isn't like a real super clean experience that I'm going through right now.
Yeah. I like it. It's a physical. Hey, everything's gone digital, but there's something, you know, all this metaverse stuff, but I don't know. Even the kids are like in the Polaroid stuff. Like,
well, because you can't delete a Polaroid. You know, like that's the cool thing is like
called a lighter.
Yeah, I guess you could physically light it on fire.
Yes. The delete button.
Yeah. But you have to be purposeful on what you're taking.
I agree. So you think about it a little bit more because now the problem is you take like 27 shots with your iPhone.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
And it's digital and you find the best one. But
then you delete it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or you don't. They clog up your memory.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I just sound like an old angry man, but.
You do sound
I
like
am.
Old. You are you? Are
but
you
I old? Am an old angry man.
that Jersey old angry man coming out of you.
Yeah.
Anything on the horizon with Joey Joe and Sean or just Sean?
Just Sean. Yeah. Joey Joe and Sean were supposed to be performing on Saturday at the Greer Arts Theater.
Okay.
We have a sketch show that's lined up.
There's a little bit of doubt in that. We're supposed to be.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be at their outside theater, amphitheater, but it's supposed to rain. So they're figuring out whether or not we're going to hold it on Saturday. We got a couple new sketches coming out. We're still working on the live performance, center stage performance live show.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I have 2 movies in pre-production right now.
Nice.
Yeah, that we're moving forward with.
That's great.
Which is exciting.
Congrats.
Thank you
very much. As long as you don't leave and stop writing for us, yeah. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, we'll just talk to my investors and block the investments, and I'll stay here forever.
I like it.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Appreciate you being on today. You know where to find us. We're at theradcast.com. Search for all our content. Search for Polaroids. There might be some good ones out there.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Polaroids. Joey Joey and Sean Polaroids.
Don't look that up.
Don't look that up. Don't Google that.
Don't.
You know where to find me. I'm at Ryan Alford on all the platforms. Joey Joey and Sean on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. We'll see you next time on the Radcast.